This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert Bertonis is with us, Silicon Valley engineer, patent holder, designer. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. How am I being received over there?
Five by five. You know, Bert, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the television series Suits with Meghan Markle?
No. You know what? I have better things to do than watch shows like that, but no, I have not.
Well, you know, I called Andy Gibbs, and I was talking with him. Andy's a USA Prepares instructor as well. And I mentioned to him that I've assigned Suits as homework. And it's alleged fiction. I think it's a documentary about the legal system and judges and heads of corporations and backroom dealing and lying and slander and just nonstop mayhem at the highest levels of corporations and government. It's got the legal system is fabricating. Planting, threatening, blackmailing, bribing, and then you have judges involved in the same thing. Then you have the lawyers doing that, and then the lawyers are backstabbing the politicians. The politicians are backstabbing the lawyers and the CEOs, and they all have guns pointed at each other's faces, and it's exactly what we thought. And so this is allegedly it's fiction. I think it's a documentary. It's called Suits. And it's about this law firm in New York City. And I mentioned it to Andy, and he said that he's watching it because of the tactics. He wanted to see what the tactics they're using, and he thought maybe he could learn from it. Which is, I said, Andy, that's exactly why I'm watching it. So, yeah, it's, you know, if you have extra time and you're half asleep and you're still awake and you want to watch it, I think it is worth watching because it is disgusting. It's disgusting on every level. It's families are broken families, broken lives, absence of morals. There's hardly a moral compass in the whole series with anybody. It's taking the Lord's name in vain like 5% of the time. It is living the high life at the expense of everybody else. It really is. And if you become arrested or if you're in the legal system, I think this will help prepare you for what you're going to face rather than stand there with your jaw dropped, not knowing what to do. You'll see exactly what these parasites do. And that's why I've assigned it as homework. It's called Suits. And it started in 2011. And it ran through 2019. I haven't seen it all. I've only seen a small portion of it. But I suggest you consider watching it. And you will see the most despicable characters on the planet. And then you'll say, wait a minute, I think I saw that guy on the news. And of course, I'm speaking in metaphor. You won't have seen that guy on the news, but you'll see a guy like that on the news. Lying, cheating, stealing. Just like crime going up and the mayor of New York City... The residents of New York City are saying, wow, crime's out of control. We're really, really worried and we're frightened. And the mayor, who's responsible for all of this? Obviously, the police commissioner reports to the mayor, right? So,
is that on Netflix?
It starts at the top. It filters down. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Suits. So, Bert, what do you have for us today?
Well, Ben, first of all, I'd like to kind of revisit the one of our seminars, or we call it classes, from last week. We've had a lot of feedback from the class on our story recounting the first flying EV electric car. And I thought, honestly, Vince, I thought it'd be like 90-10 positive, but it was about 50-50. A lot of people saying, you know, we don't need it. How are you going to fly with an extension cord connected to the car? You know, a lot of feedback, but well, first of all, it was a lot of feedback. Second of all, it was 50-50. You know, I think it's the future, Vin. You're going to be on the highway. You're going to be upset with the traffic, and you're going to push the button.
When you say 90, you thought it was going to be
90-10 in favor.
You thought it was going to be 90-10 positive. You mean 90% of people would think it's a great idea to have a flying car?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
But we're going backwards. We're ultimately, we're going to go backwards. We're going to be hoofing it. We're going to be walking.
Well, we're only going backwards to the Jetsons when, if you remember, they lived in space needle kind of apartments and commuted to the grocery store or work or the movie theater in their, well, it was basically a flying car event.
Bert, you're talking about life where nobody does anything, they just consume. And that's not going to work. It really isn't going to work. Because the rest of us on the ground who don't have these flying cars are going to say, I'm sick of feeding those parasites, and we're not going to do it anymore. And I'm talking about me first, Vincent Finelli. I'll be the first one to step up and say that.
Yeah, can you have a flying American harvester? I don't know. That may not work. I think you have to harvest food on the ground.
I got to tell you, Bert, there's, for real, there's no option for except diesel. There's no option. Diesel is the only fuel that we know of right now that will work for farmers because of the energy density, the longevity, the repairability, the torque, the horsepower. It's the only machine that will
diesel,
do it.
Diesel
really.
Motors are very...
Right now, let me explain it this way. Back in the 70s and the 60s and the 50s, you could buy tractors. Ford made them. And let's talk about Ford. So let's talk about the late 60s, early 70s. You could buy a Ford tractor, a 2000 model. That would be the model of the tractor. Like Ford Galaxy for the car, it'd be Ford 2000 tractor. Or the 3000 tractor. I happen to have a 3000. And they were available, the same chassis, if you will, but you could get it in gasoline or diesel. Okay? Diesel was more expensive. And the only ones that you can find now available for sale are the gasoline ones. Nobody wants them. Nobody wants them because it uses more fuel and they don't last as long as the diesel versions. They don't produce as much torque. So here we are. It's proof in the long run that people want diesels because they're better. They really are better. And diesel, you can store it. I've got diesel that I've stored on this farm for 17 years and it still works. People tell me, no, it can't be true. Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true. Without additives. Diesel, 17 years. So I think that the electric car thing, it's a dream. It's a dream. And you know, Rich Sheeben said something kind of neat. He was talking about bones. And he said there are three kinds of bones. There's the jawbone, there's the wishbone, and there's the backbone. And I think the electric cars are the jawbone. No, I'm sorry, the wishbone. Maybe the wishbone and the jawbone. But I don't think it's going to happen in production in our lifetime. You can put me down as saying that. Back to you.
Well, it's been approved. They are taking deposits. It's, well, Vince, if you want the regular list for pre-orders, it's $150. But if you want the priority queue, It's $1,500, and it's a good looking. I don't know what you want to call it. It doesn't look like an airplane. Doesn't look like a car. It looks like looks like a flying. You know what? It looks like a flying go-kart with a bunch of propellers all around it. So, flying
range. There's nothing new about that. There's nothing new about that.
Yeah, well, it's new.
Leonardo da Vinci came up with one of them in the 1500s. Leonardo da Vinci came up with one of those in the 1500s.
How long did you have to plug it in for?
I'm not kidding. He designed a flying go-kart?
Yeah, how long did he have to plug it in for?
No, literally. If you do some research, you'll find that he designed one, and it was more like, if I remember correctly, last time I saw it was maybe 40 or 50 years ago, but it was like a bird. But you know, you kind of sit in this thing, and but in reality, Bert, why do we need it?
Yeah. Why
are we even pursuing this?
You think Leonardo da Vinci could see the
future? Who's it for?
Because a lot of things were very prolific. And the question is, did he see the future, or did he come up with ideas that people nulled about and made it reality?
I do know this. He had the concept of the armored tank. Okay, so he was a pretty bright guy. But I think what he did was he took practical things to the next level. Kind of like what Andy does, Andy Gibbs. Kind of like what you do. Take practical things and bring them to the next level.
Yeah. Vince, you mentioned tanks. Since we're talking about EVs, you know the U.S. Yeah. Army wants to electrify. So I'm thinking when the next great tank battle happens, you know, we had, I think, the biggest one of all time was in the Iraq War, and of course our tanks were superb. It was like 100-to-1 kill ratio. But if we electrify, what happens when the juice runs out? Do we call a truce for everyone to plug their tanks in and recharge? How's that going to work?
Excuse me. Is this Bert?
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. It seems.
Who are you, and what did you do with Bert? I'm serious. What did you do with Bert? Because I thought Bert had electric cars, hybrids, and he's a proponent of a lot of gadgets and high technology.
Well, he is, but within reason, Vince. And you know, I've come to feel that the electric cars, there's one major problem. The batteries are way too big, and that's not, you know, it's a problem in the manufacturing, in the mining. It's a problem in the weight and the performance, and then it's a problem in the recycling. What do we do after 10 years with all these batteries that, you know, could you imagine 200 years from now they're excavating to build a new city, and they find all these, they find hundreds of thousands of used EV batteries that were dumped there by a prior civilization.
Yeah, and you turn them over, and there's Elon Musk's picture on the bottom of each one.
Well, so within reason, then.
Yeah. Bert, if you're talking about electric scooters, I might be with you. But electric cars and electric...
The Evo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Burt's with us. He's in California. And class, maybe I should share with you my perspective and why certain things hit my buttons. I think there are two kinds of people. There are producers and there are consumers. If I were really, really, really angry at a person, I'd probably call him a consumer, if he were a consumer. Consumer is someone who consumes, doesn't put back. And someone who takes endless vacations, pollutes the environment, uses three paper towels to dry his hands when he could use a washable kitchen towel. Someone who drinks half a glass of juice and throws the rest away. Someone who orders a meal at a restaurant and throws half of it away. Someone who turns his nose up and orders something and says, that's not, I don't like it, and sends it back and it gets thrown away. That's a consumer. On the other end, specifically me and my family, we're killing ourselves raising beef. And we raise enough beef to feed 200 families per year. Every year, we raise enough beef to feed 200 families for the year. So at any point in time, we're feeding 200 families. It's hard work. And it requires being extremely efficient. It requires not trashing the environment. It requires putting back into the environment. It requires putting the fertility back into the soil that the grass removes. It requires careful attention to detail. And it angers me when I think of other people who are doing the exact opposite. I find it obscene, reprehensible, disgusting, and it makes me crazy. It really does. So when I think about these stupid things that people are doing, like a flying car that nobody needs, that wastes energy, that destroys the environment, that's going to clog up the air with these stupid things flying around, we have enough trouble with drones.
You know, that's what it looks like, man, is a giant drone that you could sit in. I guess that kind of is a good descriptor. Well, Vince, they're coming, and I don't think you or I can do anything about it. They're coming simply because the technology's arrived, and, hey, you know what? People are tired when they're in a traffic jam. They just want to push the button and fly above it. And I think what's going to happen, though, is at first it'll work fine. But if everybody starts pushing the button, there's going to be mayhem. And a collision in the air is going to be a lot worse than a collision on the ground, because the two flying cars are going to fall to the ground and probably land on someone else driving. So be interesting to see how this all plays out.
There are rules and regulations about warfare, and that's why they don't allow cluster bombs, because of the civilian casualties that are a result. That's why this has got to stop. You know, who are these morons that think that they can just build things and it's okay? Who is it that, Bert? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about what we are doing in the universe. So people in countries think that they can send equipment outside of their home to other people's homes or other planets. Who are these people? You know, we've already littered the moon. We've already littered our atmosphere with space junk. There's so much space junk. And who put it there? Governments. It's not the average Joe. Anyway, you got to throw in Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. You got to throw them in there, too. But other than that, for the most part, it's governments who have littered the oceans, the land, the air, the water, and space, and other planets.
Yeah, there's a lot of space junk, Vince. That's a class we can do in the future. Is it's just staggering, the amount of space junk. I mean, well, there's satellites that are operating, the new generation of communication satellites, LEO, low Earth orbiting. But then there's thousands of just dead satellites and also remnants. When Russia and China have done experiments on blowing up other satellites, they create hundreds of pieces of space debris. And that just flies around up there, and it's going at different speeds. So it's hard to predict when it's going to come crash into your spacecraft.
And candy wrappers. Imagine a gum wrapper hitting you at 17,000 miles an hour. That's what we're talking about. At the very least. We'll be right back.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is forgiving $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said Friday the debt relief is a result of fixes to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plans. SAG-AFTRA, the union representing 160,000 actors, has declared a strike, halting movie and television production. Disney CEO Bob Iger says the actors are being unreasonable.
There's a level of expectation that they have that is just not realistic. That is, quite frankly, very disruptive.
The actors are joining the Hollywood writers, who've been on strike for nearly 2.5 months. The rainfall and snowfall records established during the previous winter may not stand for long. The National Weather Service is warning of a potentially historically strong El Nino this year. El Nino formed earlier than usual. Experts say there's a 90% chance it will last into early 2024. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fox. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you
God, you're
take my when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's with us. You know, Bert, I'm talking about technology. It's a quiet revolution going on right now with farmers. And we farmers have absolutely had it with the advances in technology and what the manufacturers of tractors, specifically John Deere Company, have done, making it impossible to fix our own equipment. Yeah. And so the farmers are just saying, I'm not buying it. And literally what's happened is the price of used tractors, good quality used tractors that have mechanical systems. I'm talking about, you know, they have an alternator for lights. maybe an alternator for air conditioning, you know, a compressor, because that's been around since, you know, the 50s. Well, a tractor that is in good condition will bring almost as much, within a few percent, of what they sold for brand new in the 1980s. I'm serious. So farmers have said they've had it. And we're sick of this technology. We're sick of having to be at the mercy of someone we don't even know to fix something that we bought that we need in order to earn a living. We're sick of it. And we're not putting up with it.
Vince, do you think that's backfiring on deer from the farmers complaining?
Absolutely.
What we're talking about is the fact you have to take your machinery to the dealer because it's so computerized and so hard to work on that you're forced to go to a registered deer service shop to have any work done.
Right, right. And I did a scathing expose on John Deere yesterday and how when someone bought a John Deere tractor years ago, decades ago, they knew that they were buying quality, durability, repairability, dependability, and they were paying more for it. And they knew that they could get parts for it. It's no longer the case. It's no longer the case because I have a tractor that I can't get parts for, that I need to get. I'm talking about parts that are manufacturer-only parts, parts that are specific to that particular make and model, and I can't get them because John Deere Dunn said, hey, we're not making it anymore. And someone in corporate headquarters said, I don't care about the customer. What do we care? We already sold them a tractor. So here I am. I have to fabricate the parts because I can't get them from John Deere. I'd like to be able to buy them from John Deere. I'd be willing to even pay more, you know, for a John Deere part because John Deere parts cost more than all the other part companies. Or at least that's been my experience. Class, don't believe a word I say. And this is my opinion. So those of you who are John Deere and you're lawyering up and you're saying, we got to shut Finelli up because he's actually letting people know what's happening, these are my opinions. And I'm still allowed to have an opinion. But if you want to sue me, go ahead. We'll go on the air. And if you do sue me, I'll never drop it. I'll never drop it. So go ahead. The problem is we have bought equipment that we can't fix. And the salespeople don't say, just want to let you know this is an oddball piece of equipment. Just want to let you know we're probably going to stop manufacturing the parts for it in 20 years. Just want to let you know that if you want to have this thing serviced, we're going to have to do it because no one else has the tools, nor the computer interface, nor the computer software that can read the computer module or modules in your equipment to fix it. So you're married to us. Just want to let you know. Before you sign on that dotted line and take out this huge loan, just want to let you know you're marrying us. I don't think they do that. Back to you.
Well, Vince, it'd be interesting to see if Deere reverses course.
All right, okay. All right, just one more point. You mentioned that you leased an electric vehicle, right?
Yeah.
You leased it because why? Is that because when it breaks, it's impossible for you to fix it? Let me ask you this. Is there anything on your electric vehicle that you can fix? Anything other than maybe adjust the tire pressure?
Yeah, no. Basically, Vince, the reason I did and I recommend other people lease their EVs or their plug-in hybrids is because the technology is evolving so fast, the chances are by the time your lease is up, the price has gone down, and there's new models that are much better. So it turns out to be in your favor to just lease it for 3 years and then get a new one at that point.
Do you have any idea what happens to the one you just turned in? I mean, if you just turned one in today.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Hypothetically.
I turned in an EV. It was a Nissan Leaf, and they gave me a buyout offer that was $5,000 less than, you know, when you lease, there's always a price that you can take it over for. And they gave me $5,000 less than that if I wanted to keep it at the end of the lease. But that $5,000 discount was actually $5,000 more then you could go on the open market and buy the exact same model. So it was actually had to gone down $10,000 more than they originally anticipated. And for whatever reason, the car manufacturers keep doing this. They're offering the leases at extremely low prices, I guess, to move vehicles. And when the lease is up, they have to take them back, and then they lose money on them when they sell them in the used car market. And generally, the cars I've turned in, I haven't put a lot of miles on it, so the batteries are still okay. But you don't know that when you're buying a used EV, and it's really hard to get a handle on, is the battery okay or not? The only way you'll know is if you own it for a couple of weeks, be driving it, depleting the battery, charging it back in, and you might say, hey, it's not charging 100%, and the battery's, I'm supposed to go 200 miles, I'm only going 100 miles. Well, that's the sign that the battery's near the end of life. Well, like I said, you don't really know that until after you drive it for a few weeks. So, Vince, ready to change?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Don't these battery banks have thousands and thousands of cells? They're all
about
wired together, thousands of cells. And
correct.
And so some of them go bad, and some of them are still good. But it's not cost-effective to go hunt out the bad ones and solder in new ones, right?
Well, they're working on that so the battery itself can bypass its dead cells. That no one's going to open it up and go in there with a soldering iron and pull them out, but they're working where the battery itself will be able to bypass bad cells. But it doesn't really matter because they're all going to, once some of them go bad, it's just a matter of not a lot of time before they all go bad.
Right.
Vince, you ready to change?
So are you still?
Go ahead.
Well, I'm still on simmer. Boiling before. I'm just on simmer now. No, go ahead. Change the subject.
So really interesting, Vince. Complete subject change. Not 180 degrees, like more like 840 degrees. So Congress has been holding hearings on UFOs through the House Oversight Committee. And one of the congressmen on that committee, Tim Burchett, has been releasing material. And Vince, there's one news article that he found, I don't know how he found this, from 1897. It's from a town in Texas. It's their news article, April 17, 1897, Aurora, Texas, Weiss County. And Vince, I'll read you some of the article. It's just fascinating. About 6 o'clock this morning, the early risers of Aurora were astonished at the sudden appearance of an airship sailing through the country. It was traveling due north and much nearer the earth than ever before. I'm not sure what that means. Evidently, some of the machinery was out of order, as it was only making a speed of 10 miles an hour, gradually setting toward the earth. It sailed directly over the public square. When it reached the north part of town, collided with the tower on Judge Proctor's farm, hit his windmill, and went into pieces with a terrific explosion, scattering debris over several acres, wrecking the judge's windmill and his water tank, and destroying the judge's flower garden. The pilot of the ship is supposed to have been the only occupant on board, and while his remains are badly disfigured, enough of the original has been picked up to show that he was not an inhabitant of this world. W.T. Weems of the United States Signal Service was an authority on astronomy, gives it as his opinion that the occupant was a native of the planet Mars. Papers found on his person, evidently the record of his travels, are written in some unknown hieroglyphics and could not be deciphered. The ship was too badly wrecked for any conclusion as to its construction or motive power. It was built with an unknown metal resembling a somewhat mixture of aluminum and silver, and it must have weighed several tons. The town is full of people today who are viewing the wreckage and gathering specimens of the strange metal of the debris. The pilot's funeral will take place at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Vince, I find that fascinating. That's from the Aurora Times from Aurora, Texas, April 17th, 1897. Interesting.
First of all, Bert, do you believe it's a true account?
I think so. Who's going to make up something like that? I guess there were witnesses, people. I don't know what happened to it. I'm sure the government probably came eventually and took it all. But sounds believable, Vince. You know, small town newspaper's not going to make up something like that, I don't think.
Okay, I have a totally unrelated story to tell you. So, Bert, you were at our farm in Virginia. We lived in a small hamlet. I'm not going to mention the name of the town. But the town fathers decided that they wanted to improve the value of the land in the town and in the surrounding area. So what they did was they salted. There's some quartz. There was some quartz on our farm. And sometimes when there's quartz, there's gold. And these guys knew this. So what they did was they salted some of the farmland with gold.
You mean
gold nuggets? Just a tiny, tiny, tiny amount. They caused a boom in property prices. I'm talking about these southern scoundrels, these blue bloods. These guys created a fictitious gold rush.
Wow.
Just by salting the ground. Oh, yeah. Absolutely
wow.
True.
Rapscallion.
So the reason I mentioned, absolutely, just like that television show Suits. Okay.
Hooligan.
Absolutely. And these were the blue bloods. I mean, these were the pillars of the community or the village.
Hooligan.
I'm not kidding. So the reason I'm mentioning this is I wonder if this article is true, because they did the same thing. These scoundrels created a fictitious gold rush. They planted stories in the news. You know, Joe Doak's farmer standing there with a nugget in his hand. He found gold on his property, and it was all true. He did find gold on his property because someone just put it there.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Works with us. Bert's my dear friend from California. I've known him over 50 years. 50. And Bert, my grandparents, I collect things and I don't throw many things away. And so I was looking at some of their canceled checks. I inherited them for many, many years, the telephone bill, the electric bill, that kind of thing, tax bill. And the electric bill was in the 1960s was $7.10, $7.10. And the average electric bill today is between $300 and $400. Is yours within that range, or is yours more than that, Bert?
Yeah, no, that's about right for electric. Then we have gas on the same bill. So in the winter, I've had as high as $700 or $800, and for combined electric and gas in the winter, way less in the summer. And I don't have whole house air conditioning. But I do have a heat pump I just put in. Works great. We can talk about that on another class that I put in one room, and it's working great. And that alone lowered my bill, because that room had been using electric heat. It wasn't connected to the main HVAC system with the vents. So long story, but I think the heat pump technology is really good. I mean, basically, in a nutshell, it's air conditioning in the summer. It reverses, becomes heat in the winter, and you can actually, you know, create heat out of, well, I don't want to say out of thin air, but it's amazing. When it's heating the room in the winter, you feel cold air. You know, there's an indoor unit, an outdoor unit, and you can feel cold air coming out of the outdoor unit at the same time the heat's going indoors. So anyway, Vince, I gave you a long answer to your question. But yes, I'm facing those kind of bills. We have very high electric rates in California, unfortunately.
Well, here's why I asked that question, or mentioned that point. We used to get by with $7.10 worth of electricity. We didn't have all of these modern conveniences back in the 1960s that we have today. And so that energy to create that energy puts heat in the air, whether it's nuclear, whether it's coal, whether it's natural gas, whether it's wood-fired, regardless, even whether it's hydroelectric, there's friction involved, turbines, solar, we're putting heat into the environment. There's no question about it. Some amount of heat. More with burning fuels than with wind turbines, for example. But solar panels do put heat into the air as well. The bottom line is we're using more and more and more and more and more electricity, and we are destroying the planet with it. The only thing I can think of is to use less. And the more technology that we come up with, the more electricity we seem to use. Because I know when you went to school and when I went to school and we spent some time at the university level, we were told in the 1970s that we are going to enter a paperless society. It's never happened. We're using more paper, cutting down more trees than we ever did before. There's no question about that. The bottom line is we have to stop using as much electricity before we choke and kill ourselves, all of us, before the generally dumb public kills us with their consumption. Back to you.
Yeah, I agree, Vince. Hey, Vince, in the couple of minutes we have left, just real quick, as you know and as class knows, we monitor the Space Weather Prediction Center. It's a service of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They publish something called Space Weather Conditions, the Space Weather Prediction Center. And Vince, the reason I mention this is they can predict ahead of time when a plasma or various solar wind incidents are going to hit the Earth, because it does take 2 or 3 days to get here. And they are predicting something hitting us tomorrow, and the 15th. And it looks like a major spike in plasma density expected to hit tomorrow. So expect to see some northern lights. We'll see if it affects the electric grid. But it's coming tomorrow. Now, overall, the last month or so...
Bert, I think it hit. I think it hit yesterday.
Well,
I'm serious. My measurements say it hit yesterday.
The major hit's going to be tomorrow. It has been increasing.
We had a massive lightning storm, and this wasn't just bolts of lightning. This was like clouds of lightning. This was everywhere. It was terrifying. It frightened the animals almost to death. We had 2.5 inches of rain in a couple hours. We had flooding. The driveway washed away. It almost took out our garden, almost destroyed the garden, but it recovered. So, and peak electricity. We generated more electricity. It absolutely, positively did happen already yesterday.
Okay, well, we'll revisit it next week, but it looks like a major strike expected to hit.
And 116. Okay, and 116 degrees Fahrenheit in Phoenix. I'm sure Andy knows all about that. And 118 expected degrees Fahrenheit expected tomorrow. These are temperatures that will cause tires to explode. I predict that there are going to be a lot of cars overheated and tires blown up on the dark-colored highways in the areas that are experiencing these extreme temperatures and solar activity. Bert, thank you so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to seeing you again next week.
God
willing, in the creek.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.